Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant, an accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Counseling. He's also a coach, an experienced financial counseling coach. Tom also is a Crown Ministries budgeting coach and a business and church consultant as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can go to our website, theeconomyofgod.com, or give a call at 800-386-3700. We've got so much to share with you. We're going to jump right into it. A brand new series. Tom, hi. Yeah,
great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm excited about this new series.
Me too. We finished with Greed and the Futility of Wealth, and now we're on the Proverbs 31 woman. So as we do that, why don't you recite by memory, of course. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Fantastic. You are so good at that.
Well, I may have peaked.
Well, those verses are great because it says that God's economy is written and devised by God, not any financial planner or financial consultant. God's economy was created by God. Mm. We know it because of the Bible, which is what I wrote the book about, Knowing the Economy of God, and what this program is based on, as you know, Reba, Knowing the Economy of God, based on the book, which is based on the Bible, which is based on God's thinking.
I love the fact that you've taken all of these years, 27 years, 28 now, years of financial coaching and counseling experience, and you've used that to study the Word of God and to pull those scriptures about our finances out of this book that is so rich in every area of our life, but specifically you pulled those financial scriptures out, you put it into your new book, Knowing the Economy of God, and now you're going through that with us on the air.
Exactly, and people can pick up the new book on the website, theeconomyofgod.com, or give us a call at 800-386-3700.
It's also available at amazon.com or wherever you buy your books.
Exactly, it sure is, Reba. And you know what's interesting too, Reba, about God's economy is that, you know, I just, first of all, I love it. It's based on over 2,000 verses in the Bible about money and finances, a topic discussed more than any other topic in the Bible. So it's really a fun topic, I think, and I enjoy it. And God's economy, you know, we have four anchors, Reba. What are the four anchors?
The four anchors are God is the owner. We are the stewards that we need to give generously. And that we need contentment.
Amen. That's it. And the recipe to
even after vacation, I still remember that.
Me too. Me too. The firecrackers didn't blow out my ears.
Oh, that's great.
And the recipe to understand each anchor or each concept in the Bible, Reba, is the following. We cite the scripture. We state the economic principles from that scripture. Also explain the application to normal and everyday life, normal living. And fourth, the prayer of change, asking God by his power to change the way we live and to change whom we are in him.
That's right. You know, so many people say, oh, I don't know how to cook. Oh, I can't cook. It's like, well, what do you eat? Oh, well, I do, you know, I prepare cereal. I prepare eggs. Oh, well, how do you do that if you can't cook? Oh, well, I follow a recipe.
Right.
And so there are, you may think, oh, I'm not a financial whiz. I don't understand all the things that are in the Bible. Well, if there's a recipe, it walks you through it.
Exactly. And that's what the recipe is, to understand each principle in the Bible about God's economy. And today, we're on a new series, the Proverbs 31 woman. So, Reba, why don't we take half of the passage this week and half of the passage next week on the Proverbs 31 woman. So how about verses 10 through 20?
10 through 20. You guys have heard this before, the Proverbs 31 woman. We're going to go further into depth right now. Here we go, starting with verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is still yet night and provides food for her household and a portion of her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that Her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle.
Okay, isn't that fantastic?
Wow, what a woman.
I love that. And see, to me, Reba, that's what's so interesting, is that here's this Proverbs 31 woman, which we're going to explain mm-hmm. and discuss over the next few weeks on this series. But the very first verse you read, she's more important than rubies. And then her husband safely trusts her. Okay? I mean, that to me is powerful. And read verse 20, Reba.
Let's take it all the way through.
Yeah, read verse 20.
She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy.
Right. So she even gives to the poor. Mm. She's a giver. Mm-hmm. She gives to the poor. And when she finds the needy, Reba, she goes after the needy and says, here, I'm extending my hand mm-hmm. from what I labored and worked for to bless and help the poor and the needy, which is an economic principle that matches God's heart mm-hmm. because God favors and loves the needy, the poor, the oppressed, the widows, the orphans. God likes that target market. Mm-hmm. And this lady, the Proverbs 31 woman's like, okay, the poor, the needy, I'm blessing them. I'm giving to them. I'm reaching out to those people, those kind of people, the needy. Mm-hmm. And that very first verse you read, Reba, she's more valuable than rubies. What do you think of that?
I think it's awesome. I love the fact that...
Rubies. In the old days, did they value rubies?
Oh, they sure did.
I mean, even in the ancient times, they must have loved rubies.
Yeah. Well, you see so many like TV shows nowadays where, you know, the stay-at-home wife is devalued.
Ah, yes.
Sitting on the couch,
right.
Eating bonbons.
Made fun of.
Yeah, made fun of, you know, just shopping and sitting around and only taking care of herself. And that's not more valuable than rubies.
Right. And this lady, this Proverbs 31 woman, is more valuable than rubies. And I think in those days, rubies were highly thought of.
Oh, yeah.
But in today's day, rubies are highly thought of. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed from ancient times. Jewels and gems and rubies. Oh, wow. And today, same thing.
A virtuous woman.
Exactly. A virtuous woman, Ruby. Reba.
Ruby.
Sorry, Ruby. Reba, Ruby. Now, tell me in that verse 11 what you think of that, where her husband safely loves her. He trusts her.
Her husband safely trusts her. I think that, that's something that most people want,
right.
Men and women, even our kids, they want to feel like this person that they're in a love relationship with, trust them.
Right. So isn't that interesting, Reba? Her husband trusts her.
And trusts her in the area of finances.
Right. And work and taking care of the family.
Yeah.
That's a huge load off a husband's mind,
uh-huh.
Reba.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. It's a huge load.
She's not hiding her new Prada shoes in the back of the car.
No.
He trusts her.
He trusts her. He trusts her not to squander money, not to be a bad mom, a bad giver, a bad worker. He knows she's none of those things.
Wow.
Speaking as a husband, my wife's like this too, Reba. It's really great to know that
mm-hmm.
because you don't have to worry about it. You don't mm-hmm. have to stress. What's my wife doing? Is she mm-hmm. out spending all the family finances
mm-hmm.
away, you know, frittering the money away, Reba, on stuff that we don't need?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great feeling. And that's a great attribute of a godly woman, which is the Proverbs 31 woman.
And she's not the type of woman who just has an attitude of lack. She's out there buying fields, planting vineyards, creating a source of income,
and then
using that income to give to the needy parts of it.
Right. She's a great worker,
mm-hmm.
a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Now the picture is starting to form.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why she's more valuable than rubies.
Mm.
Can you see why?
I can.
She's more valuable than rubies. She's all these things, a giver, a worker, a faithful woman, a good mom. She plants, she sells,
she trades.
She does a lot of great things,
mm-hmm.
Reba. This Proverbs 31 woman is someone I believe that God put in the Bible for ladies to emulate and look at as an example.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're going to continue this series, the Proverbs 31 woman. What a great blessing this is, not only to women, but to men out there, because you were created to have a woman in your life. And whether that's already happening now or whether that's in the future, these are the attributes that you're going to need to look for, cultivate. So we're going to continue with this series. We've got some resources available to you on our website, theeconomyofgod.com. We've got a great series on Job. We've got a newsletter, a free newsletter we'd love for you to sign up for. So go ahead and go to The Economy of God. Look at Tom's new book, Knowing the Economy of God. We'd also love to hear from you at 800-386-3700. We're going to continue with the Proverbs 31 woman. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share Knowing the Economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. We are in an incredible series. We've just started. You're right here at the beginning of the Proverbs 31 woman. Whether you're a woman or man, you need to really dive into this because we're created to work together. So these principles are really going to affect and change your life if you can just grab hold of them. We're going to continue right now, Tom.
Great. Well, Reba, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you talked about guys, look at this kind of, this is the thing you want to look for in a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say single guys out there. Would you say, Reba, that this Proverbs 31 woman is attractive? And if so, why?
Yeah, this woman is attractive. I think for a man, for many reasons, one, the biggest thing is the trust factor, I think, in our day and age, for a man to know that he can trust a woman. But she's also, she's that I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan type
mm-hmm.
of girl
mm-hmm.
that we've come to really, really admire
mm-hmm.
over the last years.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a way that she's trying to impede on her husband and what he's doing. But in the fact that she's got her own garden that she's cultivating and that
mm-hmm.
she's really trying to work the principles of the Lord in her own life as well.
Exactly.
As in the life of her family.
Absolutely. And if I were a single guy, I would look for someone like this
mm-hmm.
out there, Reba, the Proverbs 31 woman. To me, that's an attractive woman. She's not caught up in material things.
Mm-hmm.
She's not caught up in huge wealth and greed. That's not what rings the Proverbs 31 woman's bell.
Hmm.
That's not what attractive is in God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's not, you know, high maintenance. We talked about a story last week about a lady who was high maintenance, and all she wanted was someone who would fit her dad's image.
Yeah.
and that caused a divorce. Mm. So here's a few more economic principles, Reba, that I'll talk about today. We'll just cover a few, and we'll do every week, the next 4 weeks, we'll dissect this passage. We're only taking part. Okay, number one economic principle, the virtuous woman works not to get rich, but to give to the poor and to help her family. She has a genuine concern for others and tries to help her family. She's a giver.
Mm.
She's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the virtuous woman's husband has a good position at the gates, the Bible says, in the community. And people are thinking that partly due to her reputation. They look at him and say, wow, you know, as they sum him up, they think about his family, his
mm-hmm.
wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to a great lady. And that builds his reputation.
It's like a crown. It's like a jewel in his crown.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they look at him and think of him and her as a unit, as one. So his reputation is built up by her. She doesn't degrade his reputation, Reba. She adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
She builds his reputation. It's cool. Number three, the virtuous woman is dressed in honor and strength, not just in fine clothes, okay, for herself. Her honor and her clothing is her reputation, her countenance, Reba.
That is so huge. I mean, you just saying that to me right now, and the world we live in, I think about there are so many women out there that are in a place where they are just lavishing themselves with expensive clothing, trying to find that virtue or honor to give to their husband.
Buying it.
But it is not going to come in your high-dollar cosmetics.
Right.
And your designer clothes.
And surgical procedures.
Exactly. I mean, not that that stuff is wrong, but it's a strength that is a real strength within her.
Right.
Not adorned on the outside of her.
Her internal strength, Reba, is her love and worship of Jesus Christ.
Because some women feel like their exercise is shopping.
Right.
And it's shopping is great, but what there are other things that you can get out there and get your arms into.
Exactly.
And do.
Exactly.
There are other things to do that will build up other people, our community, your family.
Well, Reba, think about the example she is to her children.
Mm-hmm.
The Proverbs 31 woman is a great example for the children to listen and to follow and to see and to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
What a great example of Christian living this Proverbs 31 woman is. Now, Reba, those are four economic concepts I'm bringing up today. What I want to do now is spring to 1 Timothy 5:8. I would like you to read 1 Timothy 5:8 because a lot of people out there might be thinking, well, Tom, it's not all on her. What about him? Okay.
Here we go. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and worse than an unbeliever.
Exactly. So a man must work.
Mm.
He must provide.
Mm-hmm.
He must make an attempt to take care of his family. A full, strong faith attempt. I've met a lot of men lately that just tell me, Tom, I don't feel like working. I don't want to work. I'm not working.
What do they do?
It's not that they can't find a job. They just mess around.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not that they can't find work. That's not their point.
They don't want to work.
Now, if they can't find work, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're not able, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone is able and can find work but doesn't want to work, that's a sin.
That's a problem.
In God's economy, Reba, that's a sin.
Mm.
Take that.
And for the ladies out there, I have to tell you, I have so much honor and respect for stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
Even stay-at-home wives, because I know that in a family needs somebody taking care of the household so that there's peace in the home. So I have so much respect for that. But at the same time, with our modern technology, Tom, I really believe it gets so, everything is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a house cleaner coming in.
Right.
You throw your dishes in the dishwasher.
Yep.
You send out the laundry to be cleaned.
Yep.
The gardener comes over. And all of a sudden, you don't have anything to do all day.
That's right.
And you go to the gym for exercise, so you'll look good.
Yep.
And you go shopping, so you'll look good. But what as a woman are you actually feeling like you're being a Proverbs 31 woman and doing?
Exactly.
And Tom, real quick, there's a lot of men out there. If you're listening, this is a great opportunity to loosen the reins a little bit.
Right.
Give your woman the chance to be a Proverbs 31 woman. Give her the chance to cultivate some things in the life of the family.
Exactly. That's really well put. And you know, Reba, as we talk about application, you just hit application really well. And I love that because you're right. That's application to normal living. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, are we advocating, Reba, a workaholic? No.
No.
We don't believe in workaholics because workaholic is a sin.
Yeah, that's bad.
Get a life.
It's, yeah.
You know, I know people who are workaholics and they have no other life. So they're just working for the sake of working.
Or they're letting their life go down the drain.
Right. And they just want money and prestige. And that's why they're workaholics.
Right.
They don't care about their families. Mm. So we're not advocating being a workaholic. So get a life. Have a balanced life.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're saying. And sometimes people say to me, are you working hard or hardly working? Well, I'm working smart sometimes, dumb other times. I work hard sometimes and hardly working other times.
Right, right.
So it just depends.
Balance.
You have to have balance, Reba. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to be a missionary on the job. The Proverbs 31 woman really was a God-fearing missionary on the job. She was an example of the Lord to everybody. So in application, we basically need to remember, be a missionary on the job, be an example to your kids and to your husband, work honestly, which she did. She worked diligently. She also provided a great product, Reba. Her product was a top quality product.
Hmm.
Her fields worked. People liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was reputable.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some application issues. In the book, Knowing the Economy of God, you can read more about the Proverbs 31 woman and get a even more understanding about what was really taking place with the Proverbs 31 woman. So as we wind down, Reba, I'll do the prayer of change because I think that's very important. But we want to make sure that we understand this Proverbs 31 woman in the effect of wanting to have a good work ethic, working for God, being a great example to her kids and to the community while showing love to her husband and creating a good reputation.
Yeah, and you know, I really think, Tom, I just have such a heart for this. I just think there are a lot of ladies out there, especially as you get older, and your heart's desire, and when you read the Word of God, is to be a Proverbs 30 woman.
Yes.
But maybe you feel like, well, everything in my life is taken care of. My husband's got a good income.
Yeah.
We've got people who come and take care of the home.
Right.
Where is my opportunity to shine like that?
Yep.
Where is my opportunity?
That's why people need to read the Proverbs 31 woman story.
Mm-hmm.
That passage is serious. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this passage, Lord. Thank you for the Proverbs 31 example. This lady was a true Christian and a true servant for you, Jesus. Lord, help us to be like her and help us to work hard, Lord, provide, but not be a workaholic or an extreme worker for the sake of work, but to do what you want us to do in the workplace, the marketplace, and in the community, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, what a great message from God's Word. Now, if you're listening and you need a financial counselor, a financial planner, most people do, call Tom, 800-386-3700, 800-386-3700. How else will you follow God's commands to seek wise counsel and to formulate a personal financial and estate plan? I mean, think about it. You've got a plan for retirement, for your children's education, reduce the tax liability that you owe, or invest for a special situation, and other financial goals and objectives too. Tom is the guy, the planner with 28 years of experience. Sign up online for his free newsletter at www.theeconomyofgod.com. First appointment with Tom is free, so call him today, 800-386-3700.
To Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.